Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 11th of November 2017, and this is the 688th Mole Out Loud podcast. And Oscar and I are on some very, very steep steps in the gorge in Launceston. It's Oscar's first birthday today, and we've come for an early morning walk together. But the pram couldn't get very far, so we have got out of the pram, or Oscar's got out of the pram, and we've walked down to the gorge, and now I'm walking up again, and it's quite an effort, isn't it? And I left the pram at the top and got Oscar out for just a moment, and then realised I couldn't fasten the seatbelt again, and I think I've jammed it. So then I decided to abandon the pram and to come down on foot, which is lucky because there are lots of steps and we couldn't have done it with the pram. But now I'm facing the up steps and a jammed pram, so this is going to be exciting. I had hoped to start the podcast just a moment ago because you can hear peacocks in the background and water and kookaburras and Oscar as well. We can hear you too, can't we? Sometimes, because Oscar, I'm not sure whether it's because you've lived around so many kookaburras, but has a laugh like a kookaburra, don't you? Hello, I'm back. It's a bit later and I've just been setting up the picnic area for the barbecue that we're having for Oscar's birthday. I found when I was recording before that I could not get... I couldn't hold Oscar and change hips and record at the same time. And we did manage to get back, so I carried him and pushed the pram. And unfortunately, the pram, whilst I was changing hips, flew off down an embankment into some bushes. So we had quite an adventure this morning. And now I'm here on my own. Well, not quite on my own, because at the next tables they're about to have an event with 80 people. And I'm just sitting here keeping two tables booked for this, for our first birthday. And yes, it's quite a lot going on up here. Anyway, I'm pleased to have a little space of my own. It's going to be, well, it's not a replay of this time last year with the baby being born, except it is in the sense that a lot of the same people are coming together, extended families and the football team and a number of other people. So it's a beautiful, beautiful day, and there's really good shelter here as well. So I think it will be much, much easier than I slightly dreaded. I hope so anyway. Anyway, I'm glad to have these little moments in between to talk to you. I'm not going to finish this podcast until I catch the bus, and I realise that I For some reason, my phone didn't recharge when I put it on the charger overnight. So I'm going to need to leave some battery in case I need to ring anybody. But I'm going to try and recharge before I go home. So I shall talk to you again then. Hello, I'm back again. It's late afternoon and I'm waiting for the bus. It's a bit crazy. We have to be here half an hour early. And there's absolutely nothing to do except sitting in a space with a very loud commercial TV station. So I've escaped. I'm outside a block of flats. But in their forecourt, there are these beautiful, huge blackwood trees. And there's a lovely breeze too. It's been quite a hot day, and it's nice to be in the shade and in this breeze. So I think I'll stay here. I might sit down in a little while and get my book out. It's been quite a big day. There were supposed to be 30 people, and I think there were probably about 60. And it was big, but it went well. So I am a bit tired, a bit looking forward to getting back to normality. I've left a one-year-old who is still so overstimulated he doesn't want a nap after a full day of being handed from person to person. So that's my week. Now next week is my unplugged week, and I'm not sure what I'm going to do about Mole Out Loud so far. So it's possible that this will be my last Mole Out Loud until the week on Monday. But it's also possible that I may do one or two in between. I feel quite, I don't feel quite grounded again yet. And I feel that by tomorrow, when I'm hoping to plan for the next few weeks, I'll have a much clearer idea about what I'm doing next week. But at the moment, I feel that I don't want to commit myself. And the unplugged weeks were to be unplugged weeks, so I should probably honour that as well. So we'll see. I'm sorry to be so vague about it. I do hope that you've had a good week this week, that you've been able to engage with whatever project you're working on. And if things have taken you away from that lovely creative space, I wish you well with honing back into them, and maybe you too can think about having a mini retreat at home, as I'm going to be doing in about 3 weeks' time. I do hope maybe you can organise that sort of space, or even just one day in the near future where everything is planned around honouring that particular day. Thank you very, very much for listening as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again soon.